as Norm goes through his retirement week, his final day here on the ticket will be Friday. It's just a week-long tribute to Norm. And what better way to give a tribute to Norm is to have him come in here to the studio and talk to the Goose just one more time. It's Norm and the Goose here on the ticket.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy good morning! Good morning! You are listening to The Ticket, the radio station I predicted would fail back when the towers were still standing, but then I saved them from oblivion by moving here to the very station. And I want to make this very clear, that it didn't stay a typical savior radio hack relationship between me and these guys. I actually became friends with these people. We became friends. My name is Norman Zodiac Hitchkiss, and I want to make this very clear that I am saying this current sentence right now. Hey! All right, we've been doing this segment for decades now, and I'm very proud to once again, for the very last time, welcome to the Bob Steak and Chop House Helpline! Helpline. The man who knows every man who has ever drafted in the NFL, and who also can't live within 1,000 feet of an elementary school. He's a legend. He is without peer. He is the one and only Rick Goslin, also known as AKA The Goose! Goose! Good morning!
Good morning, Norman. Highlight of my week when I get to come on here and talk to you while ignoring Donovan.
Hey, thanks, pal. We do appreciate you. Goose, I don't know if you've heard the big news, but
you've announced your retirement.
Have announced my retirement on every possible news outlet in the tri-state area, Goose! How did you hear about the thing that's been reported? Everywhere from here to Antler, Oklahoma, Goose!
You're calling it quits after 48 years. An amazing run, my friend. My leader, my life, my love.
Hey, do appreciate you, pal. My name is Norman Klebold Hitchkiss, and we're visiting with Rick Goose Goslin on our final visit with the Goose. Since you are a sports expert, this is a sports show, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what the Mavs will do at number 10. And how did you know the exact answer to the question I emailed you last night that I was going to ask you today? And then you delivered it with a sudden staccato in an arrogant fashion that makes people avoid you in elevators. Goose!
They're going to trade the number 10 pick. They need a veteran. Luka's getting antsy. I like the Capella deal.
You are amazing, Goose! My name is Norman Polpot Hitchkiss, and I want to make this very clear, that this next question is for me, the person who is asking you that question. Goose, you have retired, and I am about to retire, and I would like your advice on something I could do that...
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
A long time in the garage while out, away from the prying eyes of the person who insisted on medical power of attorney on the night of our honeymoon, Mare Bear! Goose! What a terrific idea!
Yes.
To pass time in the garage!
Just like your career.
Thank you, Goose. I do appreciate that. So autoerotic asphyxiation, huh?
Yeah, pro tip. Write out a suicide note and leave it by your crumpled docker's stool side just in case something goes wrong. Something along the lines of, sorry you had to find me like this, but I just couldn't live without having the opportunity to unnecessarily correct Donovan on the air.
Oh, yeah, just a retirement theme. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. We're visiting with Rick Goose Goslin, the man who sold me a large stuffed panda so I could game the HOV lanes. Goose, in addition to being a sports savant who trades locker room handies to assistant equipment directors for inside information, you're also a huge fan of 1960s science fiction TV shows.
That's correct, Norman. You know, I actually recently bought a Star Trek worn William Shatner toupee on eBay.
Was it an excellent purchase?
Not excellent. It was more of... I forget the phrase. What is it when it's a pretty good deal, but not exactly excellent?
An excellent exchange of money for goods?
No, that's too cumbersome.
Non-tremendous monetarily compensated trade?
Not at all. Why are you having such trouble, Norm?
Because I don't know how to say goodbye. I don't know how to say goodbye.
That's what it was, a goodbye.
We're visiting with the man who's so nerdy he didn't touch a woman until he was 32 and began breastfeeding, Rick Goose Goslin. Rick, it's time for us to part ways, pal. And I not only appreciate you because you've saved me from so many debt-collecting mobsters over the years, but also just because I love you, pal.
I love you too, Norman.
I really love you.
I really love you, Norman.
No, I really love you, pal.
Right back at you.
What are you wearing right now, pal?
The only thing I have on, Norman, is that Shatner toupee and my hockey skates.
Oh, no. That did it. Oh, that was what I needed, pal. Thank you so much. That's Rick Goose Goslin for the last episode of Nerd and the Goose.
Yeah. Wow. What an emotional episode that was. The final goodbye. Because I can't say goodbye. All right.